Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Coach Brew Podcast, or should I say welcome back? It's been a while. I haven't released an episode since the end of January, and wanted to take this opportunity to apologize, reconnect with you, and kind of explain the behind the scenes of why I've been offline, or at least off this platform. And I mean, quite simply, it's because running a business is really freaking hard. And I thought I would use today's episode, number one, to apologize and reconnect with you. And number two, to just share some of the unfortunate truth of owning and running a business. It's a challenge. And it's an even bigger challenge during a global pandemic. Even as all that winds down, it's still a huge challenge. And, you know, what people don't tell you, you have all these business gurus and self-help experts and, you know, business growth experts, you know, who tell you to follow your dreams and you can do it. And they're basically glorified cheerleaders. What they don't tell you, and this is where I think I'm a little different, I keep it real, I'll tell you about the hard truths. They don't tell you is owning and running a business can cause severe stress and anxiety. It can drain you mentally to the point of depression, to the point of anxiety attacks, mental illness, having physical symptoms, like literally being sick to your stomach. And that can happen to even the most laid-back people, the most relaxed kind of type B chill personalities. That's how much of a challenge it is. Then you add to that, you know, people talking about you or talking about your brand, comparing you to others. Some customers just flat out using you. And that's an unfortunate truth. Some people simply view you as a service and not a human being anymore. You are the brand. You're a service. You're a commodity, or you're the product. Not you, the person. Compound that with like friends and family expecting discounts all the time and not valuing you, your product or your service and the hard work and sweat equity you put in nearly as much as they value like a big box retailer or one of those big chain stores that people shop at. It's crazy. And I'd be lying to you if I told you the last few months haven't been a real challenge for me. You know, the last 2 years have been a big challenge, but especially the last few months. You know, the lion's share of my business historically has been professional speaking. It's what I do best. It's what I enjoy most. And it's the most lucrative thing I do. But the pandemic shut that down for every single person in my industry. We all had to pivot. We all had to change direction, to a certain extent, reinvent ourselves. And that's coming to cost. That's coming to cost for every single one of us. And probably many of you listening, you may not be professional speakers or authors or business coaches, but you know, you may be entrepreneurs and small business owners who literally had the rug pulled out from under you and your business. Maybe you were deemed non-essential and you had to reinvent yourself. You know, it's I don't pretend to think I'm alone in this, but this certainly explains some of my absence on this platform. I've been really freaking busy keeping my head above water. You know, and it can be anxiety provoking being a business owner, and that like you worry about things, little things that quite frankly, if you were an employee and something slips through the cracks, somebody else is there to pick it up. Somebody else is there to catch it before the ball gets completely dropped. Not the case when you're a solopreneur. You worry about, like, did I forget to message someone back? Or did I forget to reply to this person's email? Are they going to think it was on purpose? You know, are they going to be offended? How, you know, who have I disappointed by doing that unintentionally? Is that going to be held against me? Is that going to be held against my brand? When the reality of it is, like, you just can't get to everybody's messages and emails all the time. I try really hard. I try very hard to be responsive, but you can't always get back to every single person. So anyway, I share all this with you because starting and running a business really puts an incredible strain on people. And that, you know, the pandemic created an additional level of strain for people. And I don't think that's ended, even though we've now reached kind of the endemic stage and people are just learning to live with the fact that COVID's a reality of life. There's an incredible strain on people's personal lives and relationships, some of which will fail because there's just often no work-life balance for the business owner, for the entrepreneur. I mean, think about, like, if you're a small business owner, maybe you're a solopreneur. You are the CEO. You're the employee. You're the admin. You're the marketing team. You're the sales team. You're your own accountant. You're the housekeeper. You're the custodian. You're the groundskeeper if you have a brick-and-mortar facility. And at the same time, there's a pretty good chance that you're also a husband or a wife, a parent, a son or a daughter. You are a supportive family member. And you're also, on top of all that, trying to be a friend, trying to be a good friend to your friends. And to try and strike a balance with all that is one of the hardest things you will ever do. I think with all that in mind, like, there is a reason you don't see a very high success rate for small businesses inside the first 5 years. Over 80% of small businesses fail within the first 5 years. That's a study done by the U.S. Department of Commerce. Over 80%. And let's say you're in the 20%. You're overwhelmed. It's taken a toll on you. Congratulations, you survived the first 5 years. Doesn't necessarily get easier. You get smarter, it doesn't get easier. But it's exhausting. And especially the last 2 years, because so much of what's gone on has been out of our control. So much, the goalposts have been moved on so many different things. And, you know, I just wanted to take this opportunity to share with you why you haven't heard from me in a while. And I'm going to try and be more consistent on this platform. But it's tough because, like, there's no direct response typically to a podcast. You know, you're not hitting reply to a podcast. You're not replying to a social media post, typically. This is an indirect platform. Yeah, it's a one-to-one relationship where I'm speaking and you're listening. And I'd love to hear more engagement. I'd love to have you message me directly about some of these different episodes. And without that, like, oftentimes I have trouble prioritizing this because I get an immediate response to my articles, to videos even, and certainly to my books. But I share this with you sort of as a small reminder that, you know, I'm just like you. I'm normal, average Joe leading a hectic life that's probably overscheduled. And just want to encourage everyone, support small business. One of the first things I did when the pandemic started and all the lockdowns and everything happened is I made it a priority not to buy anything made in China, and made it a priority to try not to buy anything made overseas. I tried to buy as much humanly possible as I could locally to support the other business owners in my immediate community, my town, my county, my state, my part of the country. But also, just simply to help the American workforce. You know, it wasn't like a China protest, like, they gave us the virus, I'm not going to buy anything from there ever again. No, it's quite the opposite. It's, I just want to support people here who have the same challenges and struggles that I do. And even if that means paying a little more, I think it's worth it. You know, one thing we've learned with the fragility of the supply chain is we need to get a manufacturing base back here in the United States. Even if it means spending a little more money, it's going to create jobs, and it's a long game. You know, it's going to help the economy long term. But I do want to remind you, you know, be patient, be kind, and be supportive of your local small businesses. And I think if we can all do that, maybe more of these small businesses will not just survive, but thrive, hit that 5-year mark, and then thrive beyond that. So it's a stressful time for everybody. I just want to encourage you all to support one another. Hopefully forgive me for being absent from my own podcast since the end of January, and I would love to hear from you. So, this has been this episode of the Coach Brew Podcast, and catch you again real soon in the next episode. Thanks. Appreciate y'all.